28. From Northern Ireland to North Carolina, it's day two of a business delegation from here being led by the First Minister and Deputy First Ministers to the US. The mission, which aims to open new trading opportunities and research alliances, also has representatives from Queen's University, InvestNI, Catalyst and SoftwareNI, as well as the head of the civil service. Let's speak to our business correspondent, Clodagh Rice, who's been speaking to some of the team who are representing Northern Ireland and Raleigh. Morning to you too. So let's talk about these trips. Are they a big deal? Do they make a difference?
Well, it's day two, as you say, for the business reps over there in the States. They got there late Sunday night yesterday morning and have a packed itinerary while they're in North Carolina. And they're in an area known as the Research Triangle. So that's one of their focuses, certainly, while they're over there. But I caught up with the CEO of NI Chamber, Suzanne Wiley, and asked her, what difference do trips like this one make?
Hopefully we're going to hear from Suzanne Wiley in just a second. Yeah, we can indeed. Here is Suzanne Wiley from the Northern Ireland Chamber.
Last year, Northern Ireland Chamber signed a collaboration agreement with the North Carolina Chamber. That is really about making business-to-business relationships and also researcher-to-researcher relationships and investor relationships as well. And since we've signed that MOU last year, we've really been deepening those relationships. And we've got some of our really brilliant up-and-coming businesses out with us. So it really is a significant mission. This is part of an ongoing long-term process. We will also be asking a trade mission back to Northern Ireland in the summer from North Carolina.
The memorandum of understanding was signed last year. What difference has that made?
Some of our upcoming businesses, particularly the entrepreneurial businesses that are scaling, have had doors opened for them in the US. Many of them see the US as a particularly significant market for them, particularly those that are in health and life sciences and med tech and health tech and financial services. This relationship has really helped to open doors. It's also created relationships between our universities.
I'm wondering how this year would compare to last year. I'm conscious there is more geopolitical uncertainty and talk of tariffs. Is that high on the agenda while you're over there?
Well, I'm sure that's going to come up in the conversations. I have no doubt that it will. However, I think, you know, there's uncertainty across the globe right now, isn't there? And I think businesses really just want to create the relationships and get on with doing business with each other and also continue to look for further investment in some of our really outstanding, innovative companies. So I'm sure it will be on the agenda, but there's still lots of uncertainties out there and we still have a long way to go until we know where this is all going to land.
Yeah, given what Donald Trump has been saying, I suspect it definitely will be on the agenda. But you know, it's an important point that Suzanne Wiley's making there, Clodagh, about this being not just a Northern Ireland delegation, it is also about those individual businesses. What's it going to mean for them?
Well, as you say, Chris, it is a really interesting time for them all to be over there. And one of the examples of the types of companies Suzanne was referring to there is called Be Secure. It's a Northern Irish-based company that makes medical device technology to monitor your heart health. And the US is its biggest market. I've been speaking to CEO Alan Foreman, who says the feedback they've had so far is that many in the US are pleasantly surprised.
It's very, very crucial. Once we build the technology in Northern Ireland, that we get it to our customers, and our largest customer base is North America. 60% of the world's healthcare budget is spent in the USA. So USA is a real target for us, but it's a very, very large place. And we have some customers over in the West Coast, East Coast, right in the middle. Minneapolis is a big center for med tech, but it's really, really difficult to actually pin down where your entry point is. And as a relatively small company, you know, you have to grow from somewhere. So we found a really good working relationship, I think, with North Carolina. We think this is a superb entry point for us, so much so that, in fact, Be Secure, we hired someone from fairly locally here just over a year ago. And it is our intent here to focus our business and our growth from this area of North America.
Are people sort of pleasantly surprised when they realise the talent that is coming from Northern Ireland and they maybe just weren't aware of it?
I think you've used the right word, surprise. Typically from North America, they think of Dublin or London as an entry point into the western part of Europe. And we have been in their shadows, perhaps. But bringing delegations as we did and the Chamber did last year, such as North Carolina, they were just blown away by the talent. And suddenly people realise there is more than maybe the major cities of Dublin and London. Maybe there's a slight cost advantage. But my number one feedback that I've been receiving is it's the access to quite a vast amount of talent from both the universities is just unbelievable. It's on par to the really large universities over in North America.
How do you think then we can compete?
What's really important when I'm here, I'm not here on my own. I'm here with a delegation that's got the Northern Ireland Chamber. I bumped into the First Minister this morning. These things are so powerful as I walk into customers today, potential customers tomorrow, as I'm down here. It's not just lip service that we're coming over for a single transaction. We're here for strategic reasons.
That is Alan Foreman, the Chief Executive of BeSecure, speaking to our business correspondent, Clodagh Rice. And of course, we'll have plenty more from the US as some of those politicians make their way to Washington.
It is 7:55.